All right, Mookie, interviews with the media. We're doing them?
We're doing them.
Okay. Hey, Triple Crown format, first of all. I'm asking everybody, where do you stand on these things?
After the track was just tearing everybody up. That's the honest truth. They're fun, like, because it's a little short race, but they're a little too long, like, in a sense. I think, you know, what, 36 laps, I want to say? So
5 starts.
Literally. Yeah, I feel like that's a little – it speaks for itself. Some riders getting hurt. It's just – and it wasn't just the whoops. I think just riders are crashing everywhere and stuff. I think we're just doing too many laps on it. It should just be a cap no matter what, like –
yeah. Like, laps, go back to laps.
Just go back to laps, honestly. Right. I feel like it's a weird year, man. Like, you're starting to see a lot of, like, the riders starting to kind of crash and things. I just think the tracks aren't holding up anymore like they are. And I know everybody wants to get the TV time and, you know, for a set minutes. But, man, you go back to laps, it's more safety. I don't know. I mean, what do you think?
Well, as a fan, I like them, but I was also a mechanic for 12 years, and I would hate them if I was a mechanic. It's more work. It's more problems. It could be more issues. But as a fan sitting in the stands, I love them, so I'm really torn.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to do 5 starts.
No, trust me. I'll put more goggles on, fresh goggles on the whole time. And it, like I said, from a fan's basics, it's cool.
Yeah.
But if you went to a Triple Crown format, maybe not this stadium, you just did 3 12 lappers, and if it was at any other stadium, and it might have been like the lap times have probably been mid-50s, it still would have been okay, you know. And I think maybe just on Triple Crown formats, maybe just only laps and just call it a day, you know. The fans are going to get what they want anyway. That's more than they know, and it's just the cool thing about Triple Crown format. As soon as we're done, 250's on. You know what I mean? It's back and forth, so the fans never really get to leave their seat anyway. So what if you go out there and do 6 laps, they still get to see everything. I mean, and the way I look at it, I'm like, well, technically, if you go back to look at it, we do 6 minutes plus 1, and we go sit in our truck for an hour and a half. And they don't see us anyway, so what's the difference?
For you, one fall that kind of ruined one of the mains. Other than that, it was like World War III out there. Every time I looked up at you, there was a guy right in front of you or a guy right behind you.
Trust me, I'm not going to lie. I've never seen more yellow flags than it. It was. Like, I was sitting on a line. I'm like, Lord, please, like, just get me through this race. Like, I don't even care where I finish at this point. Like, just... After the second restart, I'm like, yeah, I think that changed everybody's mindset. Everybody's like, you know what? We're still in the beginning of the year. Let's just get through it. Like, and the whoops are claiming people. Like, some of the things. So I was like, it is what it is. I mean, I'm happy to come out here with a 7. I'm not hating on a Triple Crown. One thing that's cool about it is you have a bad race. It's almost like that throwaway race, you know? So if you get a good result, you have one, down one, and you get another one, you most likely still can consider yourself in the top 10. So, it was cool. It's different. I'd rather have a Triple Crown here than Oakland.
Why's that?
Just because you don't want a ruddy track on your Triple Crown.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, absolutely not. But it is what it is. We've managed to get through tonight, 7th, and I hope everybody's okay that had a digger, and just kind of go from there.
Don't take this the wrong way. Don't get mad at me. Don't get angry. I didn't see, like, amazing Mookie fever through the whoops that I thought I would. You were good. Don't get me wrong. You were good. But I was waiting. But maybe last year's crash was going through your head a little bit. I don't know.
You know what? Mookie hit the ground in the second war. Yeah, in the second main event, I was like, you know what? I ain't sending it. I watched Barcher go from the left-hand side of the whoops all the way to the right. Martin went from the right all the way to the left. And I want to say Osborne was jumping to him at one point in time because he couldn't get through him. So I was like, you know what? I ain't the only one struggling through the whoops. Everybody was struggling through the whoops. It was just matter of fact, it was just getting through it. So we still managed to put the bike inside the top 10. I'm happy with it. Moving on, we're on Oakland, and looking forward to it.
Any residual thoughts about this place where you crashed last year and all that stuff? Does that go through a guy like you? Does it go through your mind?
I mean, if I sit here and say no, I'd be lying. Of course, you know, the fans are sit here and say, you know, we were doing so good. I hope you crashed. I mean, Yeah, but I mean, honestly, like when it comes down to it, like I'm like, you know what? Like it's a new year, new everything. Like it's fresh, and I don't go out there. I didn't go out there and be like thinking like, man, I hope I don't hit the ground tonight, because you know it's not. I never think that way. It's just, you know, people just say what they say, and I mean, it was a big crash. I ain't gonna sit here and die about it. I mean, that. Trust me, I wake up every morning. I look at the scar. It's there still. So it's not going away. But yeah, it's just the way I look at it. It was. I would say it was a minor setback, but it wasn't. You know, I'm way better than what I was last year. You know, we didn't really.
You've been really consistent this year. Really, yeah.
I'm putting results up. I'm doing everything that I can to go out there. Dude, the field's stacked. It's more stacked than it was last year, and it's only going to get better. I mean, dude, you take back and you think about it. You finished inside of the top 10. Top 10 guys, everybody could win.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So
somebody said there was 14 guys with titles on the line.
Yeah, see? Yeah. That speaks for itself. So
I think that was Alex Ray, so I got to do the math on that because he could be wrong, but it's got to be high.
It's definitely high, you know. But, again, that's what it's all about. We do what we do. We love it. And we're just going to put some consistent results up, and I know for a fact at the end of the year we're going to end up in the box.
Cool. Thank you.
Appreciate it.